Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for global framework for ethical use of artificial intelligence. Inaugurates ITU World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly and India Mobile Congress in New Delhi. Election Commission to announce schedule for Maharashtra and Jharkhand Assembly polls today. Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit to begin in Islamabad. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend the summit. India shooter Sonam Maskar wins silver medal in women's 10-meter air rifle event at ISSF World Cup final. And PV Sindhu, Lakshya Sen to lead Indian challenge at Denmark Open 2024 badminton tournament today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for a global framework for the ethical use of artificial intelligence, emphasizing that security, dignity and equity should be at the center of all discussions. Inaugurating the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, WTSA 2024, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning, he said the WTSA aims to work towards global standards, while the India Mobile Congress plays a significant role in services. The Prime Minister said, today India is one of the most dynamic countries in the world in terms of telecom and related technology.
आज भारत टेलीकॉम और उससे जुड़ी टेक्नोलॉजी के मामले में दुनिया के सबसे हैपनिंग देशों में से एक है। भारत जहां 120 करोड़ मोबाइल फोन यूजर्स हैं, जहां 95 करोड़ इंटरनेट यूजर्स हैं, जहां दुनिया का 40% से अधिक का रियल टाइम डिजिटल ट्रांजैक्शन होता है। भारत जिसने डिजिटल कनेक्टिविटी को लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी का effective tool banakar dikhaya hai.
The Prime Minister said India has become the world's second largest 5G market and the government is now working intensively on 6G technology. He added that almost every district in the country is now connected to the 5G network.
हमने अपने अंडमान निकोबार और लक्षद्वीप जैसे आइलैंड को अंडरसी केबल्स के माध्यम से कनेक्ट किया. भारत ने सिर्फ 10 साल में जितना ऑप्टिकल फाइबर बिछाया है उसकी लंबाई धरती और चंद्रमा के बीच की दूरी से भी 8 गुना है. 2 साल पहले मोबाइल कांग्रेस में ही हमने 5G लॉन्च किया था. आज भारत का करीब करीब हर जिला 5G सर्विस से जुड़ चुका है. आज भारत दुनिया का दूसरा बड़ा 5G मार्केट बन चुका है.
Speaking on the occasion, Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya emphasized that India is now prepared to lead the world in the development of 6G technology. The WTSA is the governing conference for the standardization work of the International Telecommunication Union, a United Nations agency for digital technologies, organized every 4 years. This is the first time that the ITU WTSA is being hosted in India and the Asia-Pacific region. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the 8th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. The India Mobile Congress 2024 will showcase India's innovation ecosystem, where leading telecom companies and innovators will highlight advancements in quantum technology and the circular economy with a spotlight on 6G, 5G, cloud and edge computing, semiconductors, cyber security and electronics manufacturing. On the third day of President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Algeria today, the President is scheduled to attend various programs. A report.
President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes at the portrait of former President APJ Abdul Kalam on his birth anniversary this morning. The President is scheduled to address the Siddhi Abdullah Science and Technology Pole University in a short while. She will later visit the seawater desalination project site and the Roman ruins. The President will depart for Wilaya of Tipasa and visit the mausoleum. The President is later scheduled to visit the Hama Garden and plant a sapling there. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Algiers.
The second leg of her three-nation visit, President Draupadi Murmu will leave for Mauritania tomorrow. On the final leg, the President will visit Malawi from the 17th to the 19th of October. During the visit to these countries, the President is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with the leadership and also interact with key trade and industry leaders and the Indian diaspora. The three-nation visit by President Draupadi Murmu aims to further expand and strengthen India's ties with the countries in Africa. The Election Commission of India, ECI, will announce the schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand assembly polls today. The commission will hold a press conference at 3:30 p.m. in New Delhi to declare the schedule. The term of the Maharashtra Assembly is set to end on the 26th of next month, while the term of the Jharkhand Assembly will end on the 5th of January next year. Maharashtra has 288 assembly seats and Jharkhand has 81 assembly constituencies for which elections are due. Our correspondent reports that the poll body is also expected to announce dates for by-polls to three Lok Sabha seats and around 47 assembly seats in different states. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today reiterated that the electronic voting machines are 100% foolproof amid opposition allegations of manipulation in the EVMs.
वोटिंग में परसेंटेज और वोटिंग में पार्टिसिपेट करके पब्लिक जवाब देती है सवाल का. जहां तक ईवीएम्स और इन सब का प्रश्न है वो 100% फुल प्रूफ है. मैं कई बार बता चुका हूं. आज अगर ये प्रश्न उठेगा तो फिर बताएंगे वहां.
Meanwhile, the BJP Central Election Committee meeting will be held this evening in Delhi to decide on the names of candidates for the Jharkhand Assembly elections. Besides party President JP Nadda and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi will also participate in the meeting. Jharkhand Election Co-in-Charge Hemant Biswa Sarma said the seat-sharing formula of the NDA will also be discussed in the meeting.
आरसू का साथ लगभग एक ही सीट में बंद चल रहा है. 10 से 11 भी हो सकता है, 9 भी हो सकता है, लेकिन उनको अच्छे सीटें मिलेगा. जेडीयू का साथ लगभग 2 सीट में हमारा बातचीत हुआ है. अगर पार्टी हाईकमान और कुछ करे तो अलग बात है. और सिराग पासवान जी से भी बातचीत चल रहा है. पहला सूची भी हम लोग तुरंत ही दे दूंगा. हम लोग तैयार बैठा.
Polling is underway for Gram Panchayat elections in Punjab. Voting is taking place peacefully in the majority of districts, but some areas have reported incidents of violence. According to reports from various districts in Punjab, an average of over 35% voting has taken place so far in most areas. Polling started at 8 this morning and will continue until 4 p.m. The election results will be declared after the polling is over. The polling is being conducted using ballot papers. The option of nota is also included on the ballot papers. There are 13,937 Gram Panchayats in the state. Paramesh Sivamani today assumed charge as the 26th Director General of the Indian Coast Guard. Mr. Sivamani is specialized in navigation and direction, and his sea commands include all major vessels of the Indian Coast Guard. He is an alumnus of the National Defence College, New Delhi, and the Defence Services Staff College, Wellington. Talking to reporters after assuming the charge, Paramesh Sivamani said that he would follow an inclusive approach for the overall growth and progression of the Indian Coast Guard. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Islamabad today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. The fourth India-Australia 2+2 secretary-level consultations were held in New Delhi. According to the External Affairs Ministry, the Indian delegation was led by Defence Secretary Giridhar Armane and Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri. The Australian side was led by Secretary of Department of Defence Greg Moriarty and Secretary of Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade Jan Adams. The ministry said discussions covered a wide range of issues such as political, strategic, defence and security and regional and global issues of mutual interest. India has expelled 6 Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stuart Ross Wheeler, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Herbert, First Secretaries Marie-Catherine Joly, Ian Ross, David Treat, Adam James Swipka and Paula Orjuela have also been expelled. They have been asked to leave India by or before the 19th of October. India has withdrawn its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and officials, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their security. The rains continue in Tirupati, Nellore and Prakasam districts of Andhra Pradesh for the second day due to a low pressure area over the southeast bay of Bengal. The IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in the coastal and Rayalaseema regions over the next 2 days. The government is closely monitoring the situation and taking necessary precautions. More details from our correspondent.
Several districts in Andhra Pradesh, including Nellore, Tirupati and Prakasam, are experiencing heavy rainfall today. Schools and colleges in these areas are closed, and tourist activities in the Rampachodavaram agency have been suspended. Fishermen have been advised to return to shore, and flood-prone roads have been closed as a safety measure. Chief Minister has instructed all district administrations to stay on high alert for the next 3 days. Officials have been directed to send alert messages directly to the people's mobile phones for timely updates. Sai Sisla, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
In Tamil Nadu, the intensity of the rainfall over the northern coastal districts is likely to increase in the next 2 days. The well-marked low-pressure area over the central part of the South Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a depression.
The weather conditions of the coastal districts are changing according to the movement of the low pressure and the prevailing cyclonic circulation. Lightning and thunder along with rain showers have thrown life out of gear in Chennai and other districts. With the ongoing metro work in the city, travellers found it difficult to commute, though one could see giant motor pumps being used to clear rainwater stagnation in roads. Tourists have been asked to stay away from waterfalls and water bodies, even as water level is rising steadily. More than 130 boats are kept ready and the government has set up 931 camps in vulnerable areas. The government has also set up 1,000 medical camps to keep a check on the health status of the people both in camps and outside. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
Indian shooter Sonamutta Maskar won the silver medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle event at the ISSF World Cup 2024 final in Delhi today. The 22-year-old Maskar excelled with a score of 252.9 to secure a podium finish. China's Yuting Huang won the gold medal in this event, while French shooter Ocean Mueller took home the bronze. Tilotama Sen, the other Indian shooter in the final, finished sixth with a score of 167.7. In the Denmark Open 2024 badminton tournament, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu is slated to take on Chinese Taipei's Pai Yu Po in the opening round of the women's singles competition at Arena Finn in Odense this evening. World number 19 Lakshya Sen will play against the 17th-ranked Liu Kuangzu of China in the afternoon. No Indian pair will feature in the men's doubles competition. Today is the birth anniversary of former President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. It was on this day in 1931 that the former president was born in Rameswaram, Tamil Nadu. Abdul Kalam specialized in aeronautical engineering and made significant contributions as project director to develop India's first indigenous satellite launch vehicle. Known as the Missile Man of India, APJ Abdul Kalam emphasized on the importance of peace for the development of the country.
I realize that for my country's development, peace is essential. Peace comes out of strength. Strength respects strength. That is how weaponized missiles were born. You need minimum strength to keep the nation peaceful and so that you can enter into the necessary developmental missions.
Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates importance of establishing a global framework for digital technology, inaugurates ITU World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly and India Mobile Congress in New Delhi. Election Commission to announce schedule for Maharashtra and Jharkhand Assembly polls today. Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit to begin in Islamabad. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend the summit. Indian shooter Sonam Maskar wins silver medal in women's 10-meter air rifle event at ISSF World Cup final, and PV Sindhu, Lakshya Sen to lead Indian challenge at Denmark Open 2024 badminton tournament today. And with that, we end the midday news.